Ahmed Khan Rahami is in custody. He's the man whom police say is connected to Saturday's bombings in New York City and New Jersey. The 28-year-old was wounded in a gunfight with police in Linden, New Jersey this morning. And joining us now with more is NPR's Hansi Lo Wong. Hi there, Hansi.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, tell us, what more do we know about Rahami?
Well, we know that he received gunshot wounds during a shootout with police in Linden, New Jersey, and that's about a half hour west of New York City, and also a few minutes away from his last known address in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Like you said, he's 28 years old, U.S. citizen, born in Afghanistan. And we also know that through reporting by my colleague, Joe Shapiro of NPR's investigations unit, that there was a lawsuit filed by his family against the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey, accusing them of harassment that targeted their family business, a restaurant called First American Fried Chicken. And that was, they said there was treatment inspired by the plaintiffs, their religion and national origin and race. We're not sure exactly if that's motivation, but that's another piece in this puzzle.
And when was that lawsuit filed?
This was filed in 2011.
Okay. So how did law enforcement officials track Rahami down this morning?
Well, there has been an extensive manhunt starting on Sunday, and ultimately it ended when the police received a tip, and there was a man apparently sleeping outside of a bar in a hallway outside, and that man turned out to be Rahami. And so police encountered him, and eventually there was a shootout, and he was arrested after he received some gunshot wounds.
Now, I'm seeing reports that he was wounded, as you said, because he received some gunshot wounds. Do we know if any law enforcement officials were wounded in the exchange?
There are reports that law enforcement were also injured. Exactly what happened, we're not sure. We're trying to confirm those details.
Okay. So the bombs in Manhattan, in New York City and New Jersey, were of different kinds. Do we know anything more about that?
Well, we know that the ones in New York, the first one that went off, the one that actually went off in Chelsea in the Manhattan neighborhood, police are trying to still figure out, piece together exactly what it was because it ended up in pieces. But we know that there was a bomb that was found four blocks north of that, also in Chelsea, in the Chelsea neighborhood. That was a pressure cooker wrapped in duct tape and wire. One of my NPR colleagues actually saw it as she was walking and before police came and took it away, and that did not explode. And so the bombs that were found in New Jersey, and there have been multiple ones found, let's start with the one on Saturday morning before the Chelsea explosion. That was a pipe bomb style bomb that exploded in a garbage pail, and that was very different than from the pressure cooker bombs in New York. And we're still figuring out exactly what type of bombs were found in Elizabeth, New Jersey early this morning.
And again, as you mentioned, Rahami is reported to have been living with his family in Elizabeth. Is that right?
That's his last known address. I'm not sure exactly what his living situation is at this point.
Okay. So what's the mood overall right now in New York and New Jersey?
Well, people came in to started their week off on a regular Monday morning, but with lots of subway delays and traffic delays, especially in Manhattan. And certainly the folks who live in Chelsea, in that neighborhood, there are still blockades on a number of the streets, including where the explosion occurred. And so people are trying to figure out how to kind of work around that. And it's a big question now of how the extent of this plot, it seems, and what exactly is the role of Rahami. We're still not sure. Police are taking him into custody for questioning. They have not named him as a suspect. And so it's unclear exactly, is this all over? And where do we go from here?
Not named him as a suspect, but again, as you've told us, there was an exchange of gunfire surrounding his arrest this morning. That's Hansi Lo Wong, national reporter for NPR, bringing us up to speed on the arrest of Ahmed Khan Rahami in New Jersey this morning. Hansi, thanks so much.
You're welcome.